G'day guys, Paps here. Clubhouse is back for another season two. This week on episode one, we've got plenty going on. Only a short episode, but we do go through Storm's worst golfers, so tune in for that one. We also do a Vegas recap. Very jealous of the boys who went over there. And we do get our AFL 2024 predictions in too. So make sure you tune in. Really appreciate the support and hope you enjoy. This episode is brought to you by Rick's. Eyewear that inspires confidence. Carefully crafted sunglasses, prescription and blue light eyewear that's made to last. Use the code Clubhouse to get 20% off site-wide. Head over to rickseyewear.com.au and shop all available styles now. Alrighty, let's get into the show. All right, welcome back to the Clubhouse, Season 2, Episode 1. And we'll just state the obvious straight away. Our money man's not here today. Just some family things going on. So hopefully Bianca and the kids are all right. But yeah, last minute emergency. So he had to take off. But some would say it's going to be a better dynamic today. Might run a bit smoother.
Yeah, he's been weighing us down anyway for the last year. So it's good that he's the dead weight's off and we can get cracking.
No, we love you, Herm. Hope to have you back soon, mate. But yeah, obviously family comes first.
Yeah.
Footy comes second, podcast comes third. So what's been happening, Newsy? Obviously been a bit of a break since we last did the potty. I think we were speaking about the grand final. So I think it was October, early October. So it's been a while.
It's been a while, mate. I've been good, thanks, Paps. Obviously had a bit of a break in the off season and then back into pre-season and back into training with the boys. So it's been good. Actually in the off season. Been out a few times and there's a few people asking about the potty actually.
Oh, wow.
So it's been a bit of a hot topic and I know everyone's been pretty keen to get us back. So it's good to be back. But yeah, we've been training hard. Round one coming up, which is always exciting. Good to see you back flying as well. And the boys are looking really good. So super excited for this year. Footy-wise and podcast-wise. So it's been good. How you been, bro? What have you been up to?
Yeah, I'm the same really. I think so many people asking for the podcast to come back. So it was only fitting. And we do have a sponsor this year. So we will mention that a little bit later. But yeah, we got a sponsor this year. And yeah, my off season, I went away. It sort of seems like so long ago now. But obviously I went back overseas to see Bill Knowles and did some work on my ankle and came back and was sort of back doing preseason in January. So all's going well. Some exciting times coming up with my PlayStation career. I've taken up pro clubs. We've got a squad at the moment on – it's not called FIFA anymore. Did you know
that? Yeah, they changed it.
It's like – is it FC or something? FC 24?
Yeah, I think FIFA took the rights down or something. Could be wrong about that, but I'm pretty sure it's changed.
So I've started – I'm just going to keep calling it FIFA because that's what everyone knows it as,
yeah.
But my FIFA career has kicked off playing online.
Yeah.
And, currently – we're in a promotion sort of stage. So they changed the thing. From my understanding, it used to be a couple games you'd play to get promoted.
Yeah.
But now it's 15 games and I still don't know how many you need to win to get up. But you're
tracking all right though.
Tracking all right. I'd say I'm getting a bit better now. And yeah, the PlayStation career is up and alive.
He's
so
back.
I might have to start up a stream soon and get heckled.
Get the stream going. That'd be good actually.
You play a bit of, you jam a little bit.
Yeah,
don't you?
I'm a bit of a 2K. Mm-hmm. I've been jumped back on there recently, sort of like you. I used to play Apex, but my mates got me back on 2K. So I can't say I'm any good though. I'm probably like, we play threes at the park. We play 3-on-3 and the
is
boys.
Is it called Blacktop?
Yeah. No. Blacktops. Blacktops when you just play against the purple that you're with.
Oh.
But like this is online. You can play with
3v3
other people. Yeah,
online.
It's called the park.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
So you go into the park with your teammates and then you jump on a court and play others. So I'm the one they never want to play with though because I'm my guy's always shit. Because I don't grind.
It's your player, right?
You create your player. Pretty funny. I've done a face scan. So like you do it on your phone and it puts the face on. Oh man, it's
can
not
we
good.
Pop a photo up of this Jerome Hughes? Because I've got a picture in my head, but I might be wrong.
Whatever you're picturing, it's exactly like that, bro. I tell you, I'll try to get a photo in. I don't know if I want to do this to myself, but I'll send in a photo and I'll show you what the face scan.
A ginormous head and a long torso. That's what I'm predicting.
And a mustache.
Was it just a head scan or is it a body scan?
Head scan. But my body, like, I'm bulked up. I made myself bulked up on that. So.
Sounds exciting. We both had, I guess big pre-seasons. We had Munster's wedding in the off-season as well. So yeah, that was really cool and good to be a part of. And like we said, he's away at the moment, but yeah, hopefully he's back for our next recording next week. But like we always do, we're going to kick it off with an icebreaker. And this one's a pretty good one, and one that I think, I don't know if you've had to do it yet, but we did have it in our punishment.
Yes.
So it is, as a punishment for being late, would you rather sing or dance for 1 minute straight in front of your teammates and coaches? So sing or dance?
I'm going to say sing.
Sing?
Yeah. I'm not a good singer whatsoever. But I reckon if you – I don't know how to dance for a minute. Yeah. I reckon that's just way too long. Where I can sing, it's going to be terrible, but you can find a song
that everyone sings along.
Yeah. Or find a song that's just talking.
Yeah.
Or something like that where you don't need a good voice. You can just – if it's a rap song or something.
Okay. Does it change if you have to – like it has to be like a love song, like a 1 minute straight love song. Are you still going to sing? Or are you still
going
to dance?
I'm going to have to because I can't dance for. I can't dance for.
Just do a couple like neck curls or something.
Yeah,
like.
Yeah. It'd just be awkward, and everyone. I honestly feel like everyone will boo me. And
yeah,
I'll get booed off stage. So I'm going
sing.
Song.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to go sing as well. Yeah. Definitely not known for my dancing, and a minute is a long time. I mean, if you're in a setting, you got everyone sitting at
it's
the
a
back.
Long time.
It's a very long time. So both of us are going to go sing there. Which probably leads into our first little thing here. It's I'm sure there would have been plenty of it over in Vegas, but obviously NRL just had round zero over there, and I'm very jealous sitting here and seeing how good they did it and the way they promoted it. So, yeah, did you watch the games? And do you have any stories? Any of the boys, a few of the Kiwis lads, go over there?
Yeah, it was awesome to see. Actually, very exciting. Obviously, just to have rugby league back, but to do it in a place like Vegas and seeing all the hype, and I thought they'd done it, you know, really well, and they hyped it up well. Got, I think it was 40,000 to the to the field. The field looked awesome.
Yeah.
Obviously, it was a bit, the dimensions were a bit
tight,
shorter, but I reckon it looked awesome, and you see everyone that went over, if it's players or fans, they all had a good time. So, yeah, personally jealous that they played over there, but some of the things they were doing outside the footy as well was pretty cool. Yeah, I follow a few boys on Instagram, and they're all doing some pretty cool stuff over there. So hopefully we get our chance soon. That would be pretty cool. But, yeah, shout out to the NRL for doing it and how they done it, and Vegas and America for jumping on the back of it.
I agree. Like, I'm very jealous, but at the same time I feel like the first time's great, but they're going to improve on that first time. So if you go over next year, it might be better.
Yeah.
That's what I'm holding on to. Hopefully we're next year. But I think there was something around, like, if we gave up one of our home games during the year.
Yeah. I think that's what it was. Whoever were willing to give up their home game or something like that, then they can go over.
Yeah.
So.
Which is fair. Like, we obviously been away for a couple of years, 2020 and 2021. So I think to be back, making the most of our games at Amy Park was probably the priority. And
for sure.
I think Frankie Panisi is a smart man. So he probably knew that the first time would be great, but the second time's probably going to be better. But
I was laughing at them actually. The people that did have a good time over there were the media, some of the media personalities. So I'm talking about my mate Cooper Johns. His stories were crack up. He was doing a few interviews, and I tell you, he would have had one of the best times ever over there. He would have, you know, he probably was loving that he wasn't a player over there because he could do whatever he wants. And then also his dad in that too, like even Maddie in that, Gordy looked like they had a good time. So, if you don't go over as a player, I tell you, go over as a media, media personality, you'll have a great time over there as well.
Do you think, like, is there anything you would change from looking outside in? Is there anything you'd change for next year? I've got something, but.
I'll let you go first.
Yeah, so I personally think the teams need to come out, like, now. The teams that are going next year.
Going over, yeah.
Because you just got to think, right, like, not everyone can afford a trip to Vegas.
Yeah,
like,
that's true.
I mean, you can, the flight over there is fine, but when you're in Vegas, you know what Vegas is about, right? So I think to experience the whole event for what it is, you need probably 12 months of savings. So that would be the one thing I change is, all right, let's do the teams now. But then the other thing is, like, let's have a World Club Challenge over there.
Yeah.
Like, it might be five teams, but I don't know how that works logistically. But
yeah,
that would be my little change.
Yeah, I like that because then when you think about it, like, the more preparation the clubs have, the players have, the fans even have, like, obviously if it's their team going over, they can save for that come on over from here or wherever they are in the world. So I reckon that's a good idea. Get it in early and, you know, obviously better preparation.
Plus,
better result.
If you're coming off contract and one of those teams pops up,
you'll be playing your ass off to get another contract to get to the Vegas game. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, say you're out of favour with the team who's just gone. You just sign with the team who's going to Vegas the next year.
Right. It'll probably work for the negotiations for those clubs. So it's not a bad idea.
Yeah, no, just thought of that on the spot then. So if anyone's coming off contract, Melbourne Storm talks about us going next year. So, so if you want to come
through,
let's do it. Talk about Vegas, obviously the obvious. The big casinos, I've heard once you walk into the airport, it's pretty much straight there. You've got a slots machine. So we're going to have a bit of a Vegas theme segment here. Maybe a little bit of a quick fire.
Yeah.
Favorite game to play at the casino?
Blackjack.
Ooh, fave number on roulette?
8, birthday number.
Birthday number? 8. Okay, nice, easy one. And any big wins at the casino?
No, unfortunately not. Nothing worth talking about anyway. And if I did, it went straight back in.
Yeah. That's there must be so much psychology that goes into creating a casino. Like, I've heard about how the lighting in there, like, there's obviously no windows, so you can't see outside. You don't know what time it is. There's no clocks inside either. Yeah. So, very smart, but can be a deep, deep hole. So,
100%.
Gamble responsibly if you do go next year. That's my tip. For me, favorite game casino would be. I like roulette just because, the odds of getting a number is slim, but it's a good return.
Yep.
Favorite number in roulette, I'm going to go with, it's probably 10 for birthday, but I've got one, number 26.
Really?
26. So when we were in Origin Camp in, I think I was under 18s, no, 20s, because I wouldn't have been allowed at the casino. We would have been 20s. I think we went to... Then we played at Brisbane and we went to like a little casino thereafter.
Yeah.
No, it was 18s. I just turned 18.
18, yeah. You could still be 18.
Just turned 18. So I was fresh. I hadn't really been exposed to it before. So we won 26-0, I think the score was, or 26. Yeah, it's 26-0. So we went to the casino and we all just put on 26 and it won.
Oh,
so now it's one of those ones where it just sticks. Every time we're there, even though that was, nearly 10 years ago, I was
just
like,
always get
26
on
is the one. 26, 10, 36.
Yeah.
Pretty much cover the board.
Just holding on to
just
it.
Just so you can win. But
You probably never won since, but you still got to do it just because of that first time.
Yeah, because the one time that you don't do it, it's got to hit. Vegas, obviously, we really want to be there next year. And credit to the NRL and the fans who turned out, I think.
The players too. The players, they'll come quality games there too. Quality teams and they turned it on and, they've done the NRL real well.
Did you get to watch both games?
Oh, I watched a bit of the first game.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
No, I caught a flight during the second game. I think I missed the second half.
Yeah, I was flying too, coming back from the Goldie.
Yeah, but no, it was, from what I'd seen and what I'd heard, it's been a great success and, I guess lead into round one now. Everyone's talking about NRL and, I guess
that's what you want.
We're front and centre Friday night down here in Melbourne. So we will touch on that. But first, like I said at the start, we do have a sponsor this year, Rick's Eyewear. It's a great, great sunglass brand. We've got some here. We've brought them with us. We do have a segment called What Caught Your Eye. So we will throw these on and we will go through our little segment. But first of all, head to rickseyewear.com and use the code Clubhouse to get 20% off these bad boys. So check it out. We've all got a pair. We obviously brought our ones in today, but I've got about 3 or 4 pairs at home.
Yeah, so
very quality, very nice. And we'll put them on and we'll do our little Rick's segment. So, all right. So we got the What Caught Your Eye segment brought to you by rickseyewear.com. And this week's What Caught Your Eye, I believe you've got one, Mr. Hughes.
Yeah, I'm just going to go. I'm obviously we all like our basketball here at the clubhouse. So I'm just going to go LeBron James.
Ooh, 40K.
Broke another record. Yeah, 40K. 40K points. Mm. First to ever do it. Obviously, most points ever. It's pretty crazy how he's still doing this. He's 39 years old.
Yeah.
And he's just still doing all this stuff. And I think he had another game where he just carried the team. And obviously, they lost that 40K game when he broke the record. I feel like every time he breaks a record, they always lose that game. So I think Anthony Davis come out and said he's got to stop breaking records because we always lose those games. But for him to do that, it's, massive. And to see him still going well at, 39 years of age, it's crazy to see. So
it's unbelievable. How old are you? I'm 25 and I feel like I'm breaking down. So 14 years.
29 and I'm stuffed. Body's gone.
15 years on us, and he's still at the top of his game. And I guess the Lakers are another story, but for him to do what he's doing, pretty amazing. So LeBron, if you're listening, you've caught our eye this week, and you are our rickseyewear.com catch of the week, I guess. That's what we're going to call it. Well done, Rick's Eyewear. Make sure you check it out. Like we said, discount code is Clubhouse for 20% off, free express shipping. And yeah, get your hands on some because they're pretty good and they don't last too long on the website. I'll go quickly. All right, moving on to our 2024 AFL predictions.
Ah,
always a fun time of the year. I love doing predictions. And I guess when you look back, I don't know if we did them last year.
I think we did. I'm pretty sure we did. I don't know if anyone got them right, but we got pretty close on the NRL grand final one though, I think. So,
but this year's our year, I think, 2024 AFL. We obviously all support it, all down here in Melbourne. We've all got our teams. Yep. For some, Husey, he's got three. but yeah, we all, bit of banter at the club, and there's plenty of bets put on the side for AFL prediction. So we'll get ours in right now. We'll go quick fire again. I've got four. We'll go you first and I'll go me. So flag, 2024.
I'm going the Western Bulldogs.
Okay, it's Western Bulldogs. So one of your teams, right?
Yeah, one of my. Obviously, you can't back a team and not go for them.
Righto. I think the Swans will win the flag this year. That's my flag. Top four. Smokey for top four. Well, it doesn't have to be Smokey.
Smokey to make the top four.
Go a Lock and go a Smokey.
Okay.
I reckon.
I don't really want to do it, but I'm going to go Carlton.
Okay.
Carlton, I've sort of, since I've been here, been down here, they haven't been that good, but they've just been building. They've been building.
Righto.
And one of our legends, Peter Robinson, that's his team. So he's been saying they've been building. So I'm going to back him and I'm going to go Carlton. And what they done last year was pretty good. So I'm going to have them a lock top four. And Smokey, I'll go Doggies. But I'm thinking they're going to make it easy. But if you
think they're going to be Doggies top four, I'll take you on for a bit right now then.
Yeah.
What do
I'll
you
take
want?
You.
We went, let's go for just a coffee.
Yeah. Coffee.
Coffee. I'm coffee saying Dogs aren't making the top four. Sorry, Ads and. Oh, no, Dunks isn't there anymore, but sorry, Ads. It's, I don't know, just maybe top eight, but maybe not top four. Top four for me, obviously Swans, and I think a lock will be Brisbane.
Brizzy.
Yeah. I think it might be a Brizzy-Sydney grand final, to be honest. Yeah. Which is probably going to hurt Victoria, but hopefully we're in the NRL grand final and then just everyone comes and watch us instead. Yeah. Okay, Brownlow.
Ooh.
You got to go your man.
I'm going the Bont.
Yeah.
I'm going the Bont. He's been very unlucky, you know, the last couple of years. He's had some pretty good years and haven't won it. So I'm going the Bont.
I'm taking Bont too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm taking Bont. I really like him. I think they'll go all right, but he'll just, I think a couple of years now. He obviously doesn't, I don't think he cares too much about the individual accolade, but he's a beast. Yeah. So, both of us, Bont and Coleman. So leading goal scorer.
Kurnow's won it the last 2 years. Mm. Is that right? I'm just going to go on three-peat.
Three-peat?
I'm just going to go.
I think he's won two in a row or one. I don't know. Who knows? Might make a three-peat. Yeah. I'm going to go Nick Larkey, one of the Kangas boys up front. I think got close last year. And, I think he'll have another big year. I think the Kangas will be better this year. So
a
few more snags, and I think he'll bump up. But Charlie will be hard to beat. But let's go Larkey. So flag, Doozy's gone. Doggies.
Doggies.
Top four, Doggies, Carlton.
Yeah.
Brownlow. Bont, Coleman, Kurnow. I've gone flag, Swans, top four. I went Brisbane, lock. Brownlow, Bont, Coleman, Larkey.
Larkey.
So we'll see how we go.
Put that in a seam.
Throw that in a little multi.
In a multi. Right. Be some pretty good odds there, I reckon.
When's it? It starts next week, doesn't it?
Yep.
Next week?
This week. This week. It's this like weekend. A sort of round one or round zero sort of thing.
Yeah, right.
So there's only a couple of games he's got to buy, but there's a couple of games going on, so it should be good.
Should be Sydney and
Queensland, I think.
Sydney and Queensland, no games in Victoria because we're the only game, which we'll lead into Friday night.
Mm.
Melbourne Storm, Penrith Panthers, one of the big rivalries in rugby league these days, and obviously they're coming off the back of a three-peat. So they had a tough loss over in the World Club Challenge. It's always a tough travel by the sounds of things, but Yeah, coming down to Melbourne Friday night, 8 o'clock, Amy Park, and it's going to be a big one. So it's feels like preseason's been going for ages, and now we're just getting to the game. So it's very exciting, and I'll let you expand on that. But to be back at Amy Park for round one, pretty special feeling.
Yeah, it's massive. Just to be be back playing footy again, being back at Amy, playing the best team in the comp for the last 3 to 4 years. So it's going to be a massive one. And it's always good to test yourself against the best, and to have it round once, you know, we're pretty lucky to see how we're going. And obviously we've had a pretty good preseason. So, you know, we want to put all that preseason, all the work that we've done into this game this weekend. And yeah, like I said, test us against the best, and to have it at home as well is pretty cool. You know, we've probably said it a lot in this podcast, but we love playing in Amy in front of our home fans, always so passionate, loud and loyal. So can't wait to see everyone out there on Friday night.
Yeah, it's a big game. And like you said, they've been dominant for so long. I think people forget in 2020, like they won 17 games in a row leading into that grand final. And obviously we beat them, and they came back and it made a bit of a spectacle of it. But 17 games in a row and then winning 3 premierships in a row. Yeah, it's a big matchup round one, and I think that's what you want to do. You want to test yourself straight up and see where you're at. And yeah, we think we're strong enough and we've got a side to do it. So we'd love the support out at Amy Park. For anyone tuning in, Friday night, 8 o'clock. We love our fans there. Sneaky sound system at halftime.
Yeah, halftime. That's a good get.
Great get. I remember it popped up. I thought that's one of the great gets I reckon we've got at halftime. So yeah, sneaky sound system at halftime. If you're not interested in the footy, it doesn't matter. Come to the game. We'd love to see you there. Like I said, the energy at Amy Park and having people there, it's unbelievable. So hope to see you out there. Hopefully we can get another round one win. Got a pretty good record in that regard. And yeah, build our season strongly from the start.
Yeah, super exciting that.
And another segment we have this week is called the Clubhouse Leader of the Week. And I guess this segment is just highlighting someone or a group of people or a team who we think have been really excellent at what they do or shared values that we really respect. So we're going to lead into that one. We've got one for this week, pretty special one. It is one of our teammates, but I'll let you go with that, Husey.
Yeah, so our leader, Clubhouse Leader of the Week is Tui Kamitha. You know, we went over to Fiji for our second trial, and obviously that's his, his home country. And just to see how he was, acting over there, and obviously they loved him over there, but just to see the way, he bring people in, obviously led us there. We haven't been there before, so the way he showed us around, and just to see how much they look up to him and how much he does for the community as well. And we had a day off, and he made sure we organised the boys to go out to different schools, different communities, and different villages. It wouldn't have been easy because there's a bit of travel that come with it. But just to see what he done over there was very inspiring. I know it was inspiring for a lot of the boys over there, just to see the way he acted, and it inspired myself and just the whole country. It was an awesome trip, and although we were there to play footy, I feel like it was more than just a footy game.
To see the smile and like so many of the kids' faces, and I know everyone says it, and it's always a common thing when someone goes back to their hometown, but it's just a different feeling over there. And like you said, like I think the day before we might have played, he went back to his village with a few of the other boys, Nelson and Ellie. They had like a 5 o'clock flight on a little 6-seater plane over into his island, and didn't complain once. They went over there. I seen all the videos of the village. They were so welcoming and so grateful to have him back. And I think he ended up getting back at like 7:30 or 8 o'clock that night. And you could just tell he was exhausted. But I think we fed off that, fed off the fact that he'd done that. He'd been out to his village. He'd taken some of the boys with him. We know how much it meant to him. And I think we played like that. It was only a trial game, but I think Tui gets a massive rap for that week because he could easily complain how tired he was and the amount of work he had to do, and I guess communication, because like a lot of them were so happy to see their guy back in Fiji, and he's talking to everyone, smiling his face, but then came to the trial game and did his job. Clubhouse Leader of the Week, Tui Kamitha. Absolute legend. We'll try to get him on the podcast. Very, very great story. And I think he speaks highly of Fiji and the people there and just what it takes to actually transition from Fiji and make it to the NRL. So, unbelievable story. And it was great to go see him and his people. And, I guess the way he played against the Knights was it was pretty scary. I wouldn't be wanting to come up
against that. He actually had one of the bit. He was possessed. He was taking two carries a set. So, but just to see how happy he was after it too, like just to see him so happy and how, I guess, grateful he was to the Storm for taking a game over there and doing it so well. But, you know, he was probably a big reason why we did do that. So shout out to Tui.
It's just a massive, I guess, reality check of you just see the impact not only Tui has, but like even yourself, you know, people having signs of you over there and like the fact that they're walking kilometers to come watch you on a TV and then walking home in pitch black dark with no shoes. Like it's just, it's one of those real humbling experiences. So yeah, I think probably just goes to show how much of a platform we have. And I guess you can get caught up in that cycle a lot of the time of being a footy player and just thinking that your job's to go out there on the weekend and do that. But I think being a role model, and Tui done that amazingly over there. So well done, Tui. Hopefully you're watching. And you're our clubhouse leader of the week, mate. So congratulations. A bit on Fiji, actually. We speak a little bit about it. We got to play some golf over there. Natadola.
Natadola.
Golf course. Vijay Singh's designed golf course.
Yep.
And I'm pretty sure you took my cash. So
yes, I did. Indeed, I did.
Pretty good round. They looked after us with the higher clubs. Yeah. Everyone had the same set, so there was no
complaining. Yeah,
but
there was a couple that bring their own. There was a couple that bring their own clubs.
Christian Welch his own clubs,
and Cameron Munster.
So just like, we'll get some people's thoughts in the comments, but personally, I think that is rubbish behavior.
Yeah. Especially taking money. Like if you win and you take money, like that's fine. If you got the same clubs, that's all right. But when you got your own set of clubs, you should be giving up at least a couple shots, but they just wouldn't.
But the way they play golf, I feel like it's needed.
Yeah.
Right? Like you've played with Bochy a few times. You know his game now.
Yeah.
Like he puts his driver away, pulls his 2-iron out.
Yeah.
Big fades.
Massive fades.
And Munster's obviously left-handed, so I'll let you chat about that.
Yeah, I feel like Welchie's a funny one. The way he hits the ball, he sort of like chops at it, and then just you can just he's screaming like "fuck" before he even hits the ball, and it's just going out. So it's pretty funny. And then he's like, "Nah, I'm putting it away." And then he puts it away, and then he gets the 2-iron now. And to be fair, he does hit the 2-iron pretty good.
Oh yeah,
and that helps when you got your own clubs, you know, like there's a club that, you know, I would, if he had the high clubs, he wouldn't have had a 2-iron like the rest of us did. So, he's like that. And Munn's the same. Munn's
left-handed too.
He's left-handed.
Big fade.
You know, he's just one of those guys that just gets up there and hits it. But you never know what you're going to get.
To describe Munster, like he had a scratch round.
Yeah, the round.
In the off-season at Capital. So he can play. He is a very solid golfer. But he could also have
130.
Yeah, 130.
Hit 130 off
2 days apart. So.
Yeah.
He is a freak talent. I guess it's like his footy. You can just pull stuff out that you just don't think you can do. But I think Welchie might be off 15 handicap-wise. Yep. And
I think that scratch score really stuffed Munn up because he's very low.
Well, he's now 8, I think.
Yeah. And to be fair, we probably wouldn't call him an 8 golfer, would we?
No, I'd say he'd be around 10.
Yeah.
10 to 12.
Yeah.
I think 12's probably pushing it.
Yeah.
That's our Stableford handicap scores. And I guess Welchie got lower though for a while. And then he started chopping
the sandbagged
ball.
Sandbagged it.
But we do have a Storm Masters
coming up. So and, we should try to get some clips of it. We'll clip some up. Talk about it and chuck some up on
there. The previous one was a quality weekend.
Yeah.
A cathedral. Took it down to the – it was a playoff hole, wasn't it? Roachie.
Was it?
Or did we just play 18? No, it was the 18th.
Remember? Yeah. No, was I there? I don't think I was that one.
Oh, no. That was one of the greats. Anyway, 18th hole. I mean, David Roach, massive putt to sink it, and I think they're still recovering the 18th green at Cathedral because he carried
jumping,
on.
Jumping up, cutting it up. I've seen a video, actually.
Big team event. But, no, we love our golf, and we love Fiji, so hopefully we can go back there. And, anyone watching out at Fiji or the people, we just want to thank you for having us. It was an amazing time, and I'd definitely go back soon. So, Fiji and Vegas are on the agenda for the future. But, nice little short.
Shot.
Shot. Shot. Shit. nice little short, sharp show today to start us off. Obviously, Money Man not here. He spoke about the start. But, yeah, we just want to thank everyone for coming back on for another season of the Clubhouse. Thanks to Rick's Eyewear for jumping on as a sponsor. And, yeah, we've got a big week coming up for round one. So we'll get our preparations done, play Friday night, and, yeah, hopefully we've got some good news to deliver next week for episode two. But, yeah, thank you for watching. Thank you for tuning in. Make sure you comment. We love the comments. Always going through the comments, having a good laugh. Make sure you try share, subscribe to Oz American Aces as well. It goes a massive way to us getting to share these stories and getting some guests on as well. So, yeah, thank you so much. And yeah, we'll be back next week for some more. So thanks, guys. We really appreciate it.
Thanks to everyone that has tuned into the Clubhouse podcast. Please make sure you have hit the subscribe button on all our channels and also following us on social media at Oz American Aces so that you don't miss out on any announcements.
Catch you at the Clubhouse.
This episode is brought to you by Rick's. Eyewear that inspires confidence. Carefully crafted sunglasses, prescription, and blue light eyewear that's made to last. Use the code Clubhouse to get 20% off site-wide. Head over to rickseyewear.com.au and shop all available styles now.